It is an Easter gospel in the middle of Lent. In Christ, we meet the God who not only has given life in the beginning, but who continues to give us life and eternal life. It is a gospel which witnesses about God's profound identification with humans through Christ, about a God who is not insensitive to our suffering, but who lets himself be deeply touched by them. And it is also a gospel about the role we humans can play in this battle between life and death that has been decided in Christ's resurrection. Now we have neither come to our annual Easter feast nor to the eternal Easter. Let us therefore concentrate today on those things we can and shall do with the power of Christ, so that Easter becomes more and more real in our daily lives. Let us look to Martha, to Mary, and all those who are engaged in the resurrection of Lazarus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. Martha and Mary let Jesus know that his friend is seriously ill. Does Jesus need this information? Perhaps not, but we can consider it as a kind of intercession, a prayer. A prayer as if they wanted to say, Lord, your friend is ill. Please help him and restore him. But they don't concretize the prayer in this way. They pray with a certain openness. Lord, he whom you love is ill. You know we love him and want nothing else but that he becomes well again. But not our will, but yours shall be done. Like Martha and Mary, we are called to bring the needs of humans and the whole world in front of the Lord. But let us renounce on recipes on how he has to save the world. Let us rather pray with Martha's and Mary's openness and leave it to the Lord how he wants to act or to save. Our intercessions shall rather be a way to spread Christ's life. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. I admire the openness of Martha. She reveals her feelings to Jesus, also her reproach and criticism. But she does it in a confident way. Besides her grief, she might have felt anger. Why has he, who is our best friend, not been here? He who can do everything. Did she have doubts about Jesus too? Perhaps. But her doubts are integrated in a greater faith. Even if she has not understood why Jesus was absent during this difficult moment in her life, she continues to hang on to the promise that Jesus gives. Even if she actually has been uncertain about her relation to him, she does not give up on this relation. She ingrains herself in the deeper promise that goes beyond her current feelings. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. And it is once again the prayer where this happens, the prayer which gives witness to the life God has promised us. It is the prayer where we ingrain ourselves in this fundamental promise in spite of all experiences of death. Lord, come and see. Yes, there is death in our world, We don't need to watch the daily news and reports to be aware of this reality. There are certainly many experiences of death in our immediate surroundings. And once again, Martha, what does she do? She doesn't negate or block them out. She does the opposite. She leads Jesus to them. Come and see. And she knows what she, with a limited capacity, cannot bring the dead back to life. Nevertheless, she shows what she can do to let this happen. She leads Jesus to these places of death and negated life. She does what she can do. It might be an attitude and praxis for us too, that we get eyes like Martha's, eyes and hearts that are sensitive to places of death and negated life. And that we then do what is possible for us, like Martha. They took away the stone, and the Lord wants this collaboration. We shall collaborate to liberate the world from death and sin. Collaborate, not save it. That's God's duty. We are called to collaborate to take away the stones which bury the life God has given. Collaborate to free people. Or as Jesus puts it, unbind him and let him go. Such was the role of Martha and John the Baptist. They prepared the way for the Lord, and the Lord wants our collaboration. He wants us to act together with him. Yes, he is counting us worthy to be his co-workers. And this time, Lenten time, can be a time of reflection and action and prayer. Where and how can I be a collaborator of Christ, a co-worker of him, so that the life he gives and promises can become more and more visible?